I'm Katie Clark. This is The World. Malaria is not usually a disease that gets headlines, but it should. According to the United Nations, malaria kills 1.3 million people each year. Most of the victims are children and African. Today, leaders around the globe observed World Malaria Day. President Bush issued a proclamation. So did United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon. Before we delve into the specifics of what Mr. Bush and others are actually doing against malaria, we're going to hear what the mosquito-borne disease feels like to someone who has it. Abdullahi Boru is a 27-year-old journalist who works at the BBC's bureau in Nairobi, Kenya. He first contracted malaria at the age of 14.
When malaria strikes, you start feeling pains in your joints, back pains, losing appetite. I mean, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't move from my bed, and my mom was always there constantly, putting some handkerchief in the cold water because my temperatures were so high and placing it over my forehead. So even walking, you have to, even for a distance of 1 or 2 miles, you have to sit because you are panting all the time. Your temperatures are so high, you're feeling the fever, your back is aching, you have got pain in your joints. So when I say it was really terrible and awful, that's what I meant.
BBC journalist Abdullahi Boru in Kenya. He was lucky. He survived after his family got him medical attention. The problem is millions of people who keep getting this preventable disease each year, often with fatal consequences. In 2005, President Bush launched his own anti-malaria initiative. He's pledged to spend $1.2 billion over 5 years to help reduce malaria deaths by 50% in parts of Africa. Dr. Nils Dallaire is with the Global Health Council. It's an umbrella group for a wide variety of institutions dedicated to improving health worldwide. Dr. Dallaire, first off, can you explain to us what the UN and what President Bush both announced today with regard to malaria?
Well, the Secretary General's announcement was a long-awaited call for the complete elimination of malaria deaths in Africa. The disease takes a million lives a year, and it causes 500 million cases of malaria that are absolutely devastating to their economies and productivity. President Bush has already put his mark on malaria by his call for $1.2 billion made a couple of years back. And he has followed through on that promise in terms of requests to Congress for mounting appropriations. This year, the request goes up to $500 million. And it's an area where there is finally consensus, I believe, in the technical and services community as well as in the political community. So we have a hope that real progress can be made in malaria.
And how achievable are those goals?
Oh, they're very achievable. We've already seen that in places such as Madagascar, where there's been an intensive effort to get bed nets and indoor residual spraying and early treatment, that the case rate of malaria has dropped precipitously just in the course of 1 year.
And what are some of the things that have been tried in the past that didn't really work?
Well, the problem has been that you need a comprehensive approach. You need to protect people, especially young kids, from getting bitten by the mosquitoes that feed at night. And you do that through insecticide-treated bed nets. You also have to do indoor residual spraying that's on the surfaces of the houses where these mosquitoes come and feed, so that even the ones that have managed to get through the net, they sit there after their blood meal, they absorb the insecticide through their legs, and they die, so they cannot pass on any malaria parasites that they may have picked up. On top of that, you have to have some basic health systems where early treatment and detection can take place.
And do you feel that there are sufficient resources in place to succeed?
It's the start. At this point, we think that the starting amounts are reasonable, but they're going to have to continue to go up so that we can finish the effort. But the fact is that we can get very good control. This is not eradication. It's not the end of the disease, but we can get very good control with much lower cases and many, many fewer deaths with reasonable and very cost-effective approaches.
And I'm just wondering, the UN launched a rollback malaria program in 1998, and I was reading today that at the midway point, that effort was assessed, and it turned out that there were actually more malaria cases than when they started. Why is that?
Well, that was, I would say, the early start of this effort that we're seeing come to fruition now. And I think what we've seen in the last couple of years is a much greater level of attention. You're seeing it now on popular television. People are much more aware. And so the public is behind this. And resources are coming in not just from governments, but through many, many charitable organizations, through public donations. and a wide range of technical agencies that actually understand what needs to happen on the ground.
Dr. Dallaire, thank you.
It's a great pleasure.
Dr. Nils Dallaire is with the Global Health Council.